Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The book on tax strategies for the savvy real estate investor is a practical non-fiction guide focused on one of the most important but least understood parts of property investing, taxes. Written by CPAs Amanda Han and Matthew McFarland, it is aimed at real estate investors who want to keep more after-tax profit, organize their finances more effectively, and make better decisions before tax season creates problems. Rather than explaining how to buy properties, the book concentrates on the tax side of investing, including deductions, entity structuring, bookkeeping, retirement account use, audit awareness, and long-term planning. Its approach is accessible enough for newer investors, while still offering useful ideas for readers who already own properties or work with a tax professional. The book stands in the real estate investing category as a bridge between investor education and tax strategy, helping readers understand the language and logic of real estate taxation so they can have more productive conversations with CPAs and make choices that support wealth building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using real estate-specific deductions without missing legitimate write-offs. The central theme of the book is that real estate investors often leave money on the table by not understanding which expenses may be deductible in an investment context. The authors focus on the difference between ordinary personal thinking and investor thinking, showing how travel, home office use, mileage, education, and other expenses can sometimes be treated differently when they are tied to a business or investment activity. The point is not to encourage aggressive behavior, but to help readers recognize that the tax code gives real estate investors opportunities that many people overlook. This matters because taxes are one of the few expenses that can be managed through better planning, rather than only through better deals. The book frames deductions as part of operational discipline. If investors document activity properly and understand the rules, they can often reduce taxable income without changing the underlying investment itself. That practical orientation makes the topic especially valuable for readers who want concrete tax savings rather than abstract tax theory. Secondly, entity structuring as a tool for protection and tax coordination. Another major topic is how investors should think about legal entities and ownership structure. The book does not present entity choice as a one-size-fits-all solution, but it emphasizes that poor structuring can create avoidable tax and liability problems. This is important because real estate investing often combines personal assets, business operations, financing, and partnership arrangements, all of which can become complicated if they are not organized intentionally. The authors explain why investors need to coordinate their entity setup with their tax strategy instead of treating legal formation as a separate administrative step. A structure that works for asset protection may not be ideal for tax reporting, and a structure that seems simple at the beginning may become inefficient as the portfolio grows. By highlighting this connection, the book helps readers understand that entity decisions affect both risk management and bookkeeping burden. The deeper value of this topic is that it teaches investors to think systemically. Taxes, liability, and operational simplicity should be evaluated together, not in isolation. Thirdly, simplified bookkeeping and recordkeeping as a tax strategy. The book treats bookkeeping not as a tedious back-office task, but as a core part of tax strategy. Real estate investors often deal with multiple properties, recurring expenses, capital improvements, and mixed personal business spending, which makes record keeping essential if they want accurate reporting and defensible deductions. The authors show that good bookkeeping reduces stress, saves time, and lowers the chance of errors that can create tax trouble later. This is a practical point because many investors only think about taxes once returns are due, when it is already too late to reconstruct missing information. The book encourages systems that make expense tracking easier throughout the year. So tax filing becomes a reflection of organized operations rather than a scramble to recover receipts. This approach also has a decision-making benefit. Clear records help investors evaluate whether a property is performing well after taxes, not just before them. In that sense, bookkeeping is presented as a management tool, not merely compliance work. The topic stands out because it ties administrative discipline directly to financial outcomes. Fourthly, retirement account strategies for funding real estate with tax-advantaged capital. A distinctive part of the book is its discussion of retirement accounts as a source of real estate capital. The authors explain that investors can sometimes use self-directed IRAs or solo 401k arrangements to deploy tax-advantaged money into property investments, subject to the applicable rules. This expands the reader's view of what counts as investable capital and shows that retirement planning and real estate investing do not have to be separate goals. The mechanism matters because using tax-advantaged funds can affect current tax liability, long-term compounding, and portfolio diversification. The topic also helps readers understand that the tax code can be used not only to reduce expenses, but also to shape how investments are financed. At the same time, the book makes clear that these strategies require care, because retirement accounts come with restrictions and compliance obligations. That balance is useful. It gives readers a broader set of tools without implying that the strategy is effortless. For investors looking to scale carefully, this section adds a more advanced layer to the book's otherwise practical foundation. Lastly, proactive tax planning, audit awareness, and coordination with CPAs. The book repeatedly stresses that tax benefits are strongest when investors plan ahead rather than react after year-end. This includes understanding audit risk, maintaining documentation, and knowing which activities may attract unwanted scrutiny. Instead of teaching readers to fear the IRS, the authors focus on reducing preventable mistakes through better habits and better communication. A related idea is that investors should not rely on a CPA to create strategy in a vacuum. They need enough tax literacy to ask better questions and participate in planning. This is one reason the book is valuable even for readers who already have professional help. It gives them a framework for discussing issues such as real estate professional status, 1031 exchanges, cost segregation, and income offset planning in a more informed way. The practical implication is that taxes become part of investment strategy, not just a filing requirement. This topic distinguishes the book because it shifts the reader from passive taxpayer to active planner, which is often the difference between average and efficient tax outcomes in real estate investing. In conclusion, this book is best suited for real estate investors who want a clearer understanding of how taxes shape returns, especially newer to intermediate investors who already own property or are preparing to scale. It is also useful for active landlords, house flippers, syndication participants, and anyone who wants to speak more confidently with a CPA about deductions and planning. The main benefit is practical clarity. Readers come away with a framework for organizing expenses, thinking about entity structure, using retirement accounts more intelligently, and reducing avoidable tax mistakes. Compared with many real estate books that focus on acquisitions, financing, or market analysis, this one is narrowly and usefully centered on the tax side of investing. That makes it stand out in its category because it addresses a problem many investors underestimate until tax season exposes it. Its real value is not in technical depth alone, but in translating tax ideas into investor language. For readers who want to preserve more profit and make more deliberate decisions, it functions as a strong companion to professional tax advice rather than a substitute for it. If you would like to support Amanda Han, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.